number on the earth, and daughters were born to them. The sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with humans forever, and they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterwards, when the sons of God went to the daughters of humans and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, 'I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground. For I regret that I have made them.' But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Noah had 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I am going to put an end to all the people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it, and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening of 1 cubit, high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark 2 of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. 2 of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them." Noah did everything just as God commanded him. This is the word of the Lord.
Hope I'm on air. Ooh. Thanks, Tony, for that. This morning, as we remember this Remembrance Sunday, there's a lot of things that we need to remember. But to start with is my theme. I just thought of myself as going to be the right way. You see an emergency exit there? This way. If you don't go that way, if there's an emergency, what will happen? Let's say the building is collapsing and you don't follow the emergency exit. Like in our church, if you ask some people, where is our exit emergency door? That one and that one. So if something is not proper happening in the church, those are the 2 ways that you go. If you don't follow that instruction, I don't know. I just want to show you something before I go into my story. You remember that? That was on our news some time back. Imagine those people, slaves, they needed the paramedics or fire brigade to help them. The same scenario is happening right now as I'm talking in South Africa. There are terrible floods that are similar to that. And according to what the children told us this morning, when you see the rainbow, you are reminded of God's promise that he will not destroy the world again with floods. in my sermon this morning, last week I went to Chelmsford, and considering that, well, I said to myself, I know the way to Chelmsford easily. I don't need to use a sat nav. Fair and fine. I got there to Chelmsford, well, and I parked in the multi-car park. Those of you who know where Chelmsford is, you know where the multi-car park is. So I parked the car in there, and then I was just going to a place, a stone's throw from the car park. But I didn't know this is where it was. So I came out of the car park. As I came out of the car park, I had no clue where I was going. So what did I do? You know, with these days, with the phones that we have, everything is at your fingertips. So I went, I picked up my phone. On my phone, there is an app called Waze. So I called Waze. And Waze, what does Waze do? He brings the car route. I don't want a car route. My car is in the car park. I want the foot route. So I tried Waze to give me the foot route. No chance. So I had to go back to Google Maps to get the right, way. So Google Maps gave me the foot. But because I didn't have the actual address of the place, I had the name of the place and the postcode. So what happens? Google Maps was taking me round and round. So in the end, I stopped. You know, these touch screens, you know, I moved my hand on it to the far end where those dots were going, only to see that the place that I was going is just right behind me. And I was now panicking because time of registration was approaching. All I wanted was the right way. So in the end, I got the right way and I got the place. They had just started the registration when I got there. But I was delighted that after finding the right way, I got to the right place. Our Bible story this morning that was read to us is popularly a children's story. Most children know this story. But if we want to go deep into a theological aspects of the story, this story is not for children. Imagine children seeing dead bodies all filling up with water. Is that a children's story? But children are told that story because it reminds them of God's promise. God's promise is the right way for you and me. If you don't follow what God wants you to do, you are on the wrong path. The name Noah, in the Hebrew language, it means comfort. That is what that name means. That is comfort. Noah means comfort. Maybe Lamech could have heard these stories of the grandparents who were chased out of that garden. Now maybe he was looking at his own life. Now he was struggling. When he gave birth to this son, he said, maybe we'll have that comfort of God. Thinking of Adam and Eve when they were in the Garden of Eden, everything was nice and beautiful. But it's them who ruined it because they followed the wrong way. Adam, he actually had the courage to blame his own wife and say, he's the one who took me out of the right way. So today, we also need that comfort. But now, how do we go back to that comfort? Noah's name is suggested to us, it's comfort. So how do we remain, or how do we go back to that comfort? This applies to those who are hearing this today, that Jesus has come to save those who accept him as Savior. Noah preached to those people on those days to come and help him to build the ark. Took 100 years. Wow, what a long time. But still some couldn't even hear nothing when Noah was talking to them until that day. Today also, the same scenario in the world today. People are not hearing when we are talking about the good news about Jesus Christ. That's why churches are empty. It's like the days of Noah. Haven't they heard about this Jesus who saves? The writer of Romans chapter 10 verse 9, he says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith and you are saved. The people of Noah's time, if they had just obeyed what Noah told them to come and help them, him to build the ark, that's declaring and accepting God's word, they could have been saved. But only Noah's family is the one that was saved. So the majority of them, they were on the wrong way, but all they needed was the right way. I want people to know even today that God works from back to front. Am I confusing you there? God works from back, from front to back. Yes? From front to back. What do I mean by that? Because God knows what's going to happen to you tomorrow. But he's using it today to make your history. Isaiah also wrote about that. Isaiah 46 verse 9 to 10. Remember things I have done in the past. For I alone am God. I am God and there is no one like me. Only I can tell the future before it even happens. Everything I plan will come to pass. For I do whatever I wish. I don't know why people bother themselves saying, well, I don't need to do this, I don't need to do this. God has already destined your way anyway. So, to make the job easier, follow what God wants you to do. Because even if you are a rebel today, you're still going to find the right way tomorrow. Because God knows it. He has been there. He's only showing you today. So he wants you to obey so that you are on the right way. What we are going to learn today is about what floods can do to us. Floods destroys life. We need to build on higher ground. The higher ground is Jesus. If you build your house on a solid rock with Jesus, it won't fall. It won't be flooded. We need to improve our defense mechanisms. I remember when I was watching the news, those floods up north, the military was actually involved. They were packing some sandbags to try and to guard the water to remain in the river. We must always be ready. Just a few days ago, a tram in Croydon overturned. And there was a young man who was interviewed, who was actually one of the passengers. And the young man who died was his relative. And he was regretting. But I just picked his statement that he made. He said, a life can change within a second. And I can't believe it. I can't remember the young man's name. Philip is no longer here with me. I wish I could have done something to save him. But imagine the weight of the tram on that young man. What could he have done? Nothing. But the only thing that we can all do this morning is to always be ready. That is what you can do. Don't be caught on the wrong side. Always be ready. That makes you to be on the right way. Noah had the privileges. These are some of the privileges Noah had on that day. Knowing that God hates evil. We all need to know that God hates evil. Another thing, knowing God's vastness of his patience. We heard about 120 years that was given to the people those days. Scholars have actually tried to bring whatever they thought or whatever they're thinking. Scholars like John here, they tried to say those 120 years, they've actually, God has given us a lot of time to repent. How many of us here will reach 120 years? Few. If you can reach 100, that's quite a lot. Noah built the ark in 100 years because Noah was 500 years old when he started building. At 600, the rain came, so it took 100 years to build. Right? But the point I want to make here, even if you've been given 10 years within that 100 years, God He's given you time to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Don't regret when that time is taken away from you. The patience of God is given within the number of years that have been given. Don't say, well, I haven't been given time. You have been given time. The moment you turned 16, you are now a mature person who can reason and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. So there's no excuse. So be ready. If Jesus comes today, are you ready to go with him? On that day, because of the floods, God was establishing a covenant with us. He was establishing a covenant with us. Yes, it was done during Noah's time. We were not yet there. But Noah is our ancestor. You agree with me? He is my ancestor. He is your ancestor. And God wanted us to know the right way on that very day. But there's something that interested me here. In our reading, it says, in verse 4, the Nephilim were on earth in those days, and also afterwards, when the sons of God went to the daughters of humans and had children by them, they were the heroes of old, men of renown. What a Nephilim! In my preparations, I said, well, we are no longer in the period of Noah. We are in our period. We still have Nephilim within our society. Some of them distract us from following Jesus Christ. Some of them distract us from doing good. Some of them distract us being good members in the society. Nephilim hasn't disappeared from us. They are still there, but we need to recognize them. I remember someone said to me, you know, I'm a clerk, but every now and then I come from work, there's a pen in my pocket. 12 months per year, you go to work. Every day you come back from work, there's a pen in your pocket. You didn't buy that pen. Your employer bought that pen. Before you realize, a Nephilim is in your pocket. What am I saying here? You are taking something that doesn't belong to you, especially those who work in offices. That pen doesn't belong to you. Leave it at work. It belongs in that place, not in your home. I'm just giving an example of Nephilim. They are still there. So we need to recognize them so that we remain on the right way. Yes? God's patience is vast. We cannot even measure it. But here is a tip. If we don't hear what Noah is saying to build the ark, we will perish. Jesus also says in Matthew that if you don't acknowledge me as Lord, I will also deny you. Matthew 10 verse 33. Any such person who denies Jesus as Lord and Savior is doing evil. If you don't agree with me, please see me after the service. If you deny Christ as your Savior, you're an evil man. So accept Christ as your Savior. So as Noah did, he obeyed what God told him to do on that day. Without any doubt, he started building an ark away from where there was water or there was a river. It was up the country. And some people say, he has lost it. Have you heard some people saying to you have lost it because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? They say we've been brainwashed. If you tell some people that, well, I'm a Christian, I believe in the Lord Jesus, they say they've been brainwashed. Noah had those statements. So don't be distracted by such statements that you've been brainwashed. You are on the right way. They need to come with you on the right way. Another thing I want to remind you is that God knew you before you were even born. Last week I was listening to Jania when she was preaching in one church. She actually brought this verse in. God say, I knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. So why should you waste your time by doing things of the world? The world doesn't know about you, but God does. If I were you, I would listen to what God wants me to do. God is not a God of chance. No, he's a God of knowledge. But the world takes a chance on you because they don't know you. But God does. My advice is, if I were you, I might as well do God's things. As Noah did. He was on the right way. I want to tell you about the story about the Nephilim. There's some people mentioned in the Bible. Caleb saw them. Joshua saw them. David also. The story of David. The mighty warrior. He came face to face with a similar Nephilim. A giant called Goliath. In 1 Samuel 17 verse 45. We hear David saying this. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you against the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied." So don't worry about the Nephilim. As long as you call on the name of the Lord, you will defeat the Nephilim. You will defeat them. God has got patience with you, and accept God's patience. As I continue, I'm just about to finish. There's one thing that I want to assure you. God's yes is in Jesus. Jesus is God's yes. So at any time when you have lost the right way, call upon the name of Jesus. That's God's yes. Just as the days of Noah, here's the warning. If you want to survive, be part of that construction company so that you can go into the ark. We are not going to build the ark anymore, but we are going to ask people and convince them to accept Jesus Christ. If you are in Christ, you are safe. If you are in Christ, you are not condemned. If you are in Christ, you will live forever. As I finish, if you don't follow the right way, what's the answer? Death. Evil makes God regrets about man. We've read that in Genesis 6 verse 6. God's heart was heartbroken because of you and me if we don't follow the right way. It is evident God is patient with sinners. He has given you. Some of us are now 70. I'll be soon 60. If I hadn't turned to Christ with that time, I won't blame anyone. I'll blame myself. That's God's vastness of his patience. The covenant he has set with us. Yes, he did that with Noah. But that actually says you and me, we have been involved in it. What does it say? Verse 18. Now, the men were frightened. I've moved the page. Verse 18, it says this. "But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you." So right now, if you are in Jesus, you are entering in that ark. Because Jesus promised everlasting life if you have accepted him as your Lord. The right way is God's way. John 14 verse 16. The very popular verse we always read at funerals. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way. No one can come to the Father except through me." So as through the ark, those who were in the ark were saved from the floods. They were not flooded. He wants to save you as he did with Noah's family. If you see 2 Peter 3 verse 9, you explain that God doesn't want you to perish. He wants you to live forever. Not in this world, but in the new Jerusalem that he is going to create. Because this world, everything in it, will disappear. And we will be going to a new home. Finally, don't fear the Nephilim. For the one who is in you is greater than the Nephilim. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are glad. We are happy with the vastness of your patience, Heavenly Father. The gift of life that you have given us through Jesus Christ. For those who believe in him are like those who heard what Noah was saying on that day to come and build the ark. Those who hear the good news today and accept Jesus as their Savior, they'll be saved. They'll be safe. So Lord, we pray and ask you, through your Holy Spirit to open our inner hearts to hear your message. Like those days of Noah, those who ignored that message, they perished. Even today, those who ignore the message of the good news of Jesus Christ, they will perish. But as for now, Lord, we want to accept the vastness of your patience. Lord, help us to cherish those vastness of your patience. Let us use that patience wisely and accept what is the right way, your way that leads to life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand up together.